When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Oh yeah, baby. Would you
like to ride? It's a beautiful day in the Capitol. Would you like to ride? It's a beautiful day. People are singing songs. A woman's carrying a balloon. And all of a sudden, one of Governor Douche Nozzle's Gestapo. Seize the balloon! Seize the balloon! Seize the balloon! Can we get to the part where he slices her up, where he chops her up? We need our...
We need the psycho. We need the psycho.
Well, this is the music, but we're not to the chopping yet.
Oh, the psycho. Okay,
this is
Ron,
Ron Blair, Department of Administration. Handlebar mustache. All right, you get to the chopping part. Evidently, Dylan's going to play the whole goddamn soundtrack this morning for that movie.
He's got a hankering for psycho music.
Oh, this story is unbelievable.
It
Who
really is.
Whoever would have thought this? John Nichols said it best last night on the phone. My phone rang on this all day yesterday.
I'll bet it did. And what we're talking about is the blood that was found on the Capitol's floor yesterday after a woman was posing for a photo outside of the Supreme Court and a man walked up behind her and started...
No, Ron Blair.
Okay, Ron Blair.
Ron Blair with the Raleigh Fingers mustache. Ron
wow.
Blair.
Well, he walked
and where
up behind
does
her?
Ron Blair work? Ron Blair works at the governor's mansion. I got a little tip last night that he's been, you know, essentially yodeling in Tenette Walker's gully. Well, all right, not literally. I brought dead silence there.
Yeah, I was writing down his name. I wanted to make sure
Ron
I had
Blair.
It. Ron Blair.
I thought you were just going silent because I said yodeling in Tenette's gully.
No, I'm still doing okay. News
right,
in here.
Here
I'm
go.
Trying
right.
to gather all the information
all right, here's
for this
the,
story.
That's really a nice thought, isn't it? All right, so here's a...
really?
Here's the story from WISC TV3.
A bizarre story out of the state capitol after a balloon sparks bloodshed.
A state employee is injured and the Capitol Police are investigating. News 3's Jessica Arp joins us live from the Capitol to explain all of this. Jess?
Well, there are once again balloons in the rotunda tonight. These came in here this afternoon, actually, after one of these balloons sparked an altercation that ended with blood on the ground. Police say it happened around 1 p.m. in front of the Supreme Court when a state employee approached a woman with a balloon and popped it. According to police, the employee apparently cut himself on his way to that altercation and was bleeding on the floor. The man, building manager Ron Blair, had no comment on the incident to News 3 today, but the woman involved said she was quite shaken up.
I was getting ready for somebody to take a picture of me, and I reached into my shopping bag and tried to pull out a heart balloon that I had in there for the picture, and somebody came up behind me and they stabbed the balloon a bunch of times.
This time we're doing a thorough investigation as we would. We treat all incidents like of this nature as a crime scene, and we review the materials that we have.
Several times.
I want you to understand something. If I don't care where you're standing with the balloon, if I come up behind you and start stabbing it with a knife.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. And I destroy your property. I'm getting arrested at a minimum for disorderly conduct.
No question about it.
And I'm listening to this report thinking, here we go. Here's Ron Blair.
I haven't heard that in years.
That's either from Psycho or that's Vicky McKenna in the Packers locker room.
Oh, hello, doctor.
Okay, so...
Shut up!
All right, so why has this man not been arrested? It's like Prosser. These people have snapped.
That's the first
thing
I thought.
And as someone with, I have some temper issues. I admit it. I have some temper issues. I have never walked up behind someone with a knife and started stabbing their property.
No, you haven't.
Okay. Why did Ron Blair have a knife?
First of all, for the first question, well, yes.
You know, I know that we've got concealed carry in Wisconsin now, but I don't remember if knives are included in that. And B, why is he walking around with a knife?
Good thing they removed all those metal detectors that they had down there.
Well, he wouldn't have to go through the metal detectors, probably.
Really? The lawmakers didn't have to go through the metal detectors?
He's not a lawmaker.
Oh, well, I guess you're right. He's a building manager.
Okay. So here's the part of this story that's not been told. I got a little tip last night that Ron Blair has had other altercations. He's a hothead, but he's a big brown noser to the Walkers. He is not a Walker appointee, but he loves the Walkers. And so he has parked his ass out at the governor's mansion, where he has been on a spending spree for Tenet.
Oh, really now?
I get the best dirt.
Yes, you do. He must have been responsible for those new coolers. Because, remember, she couldn't...
She got rid of the igloo coolers,
right,
and brought the stainless steel ones. We don't know if that was Ron Blair or not.
Wow. Oh, you do get the dirt, don't you? So he's the guy that goes out and spends all the money for Tenet.
Well, it's just my understanding that he has... We're doing a little investigation on how much Ron Blair has spent since he's... And evidently, the start date is June 15th, lazy media. June 15th. That Ron Blair parked himself out. He evidently was at the Risser Justice Building, but got into some kind of dispute there.
Really?
Yeah. And you can see him in pictures. Matter of fact, Dylan posted a picture of our cousin sweating douche nozzle governor yesterday on my website. And evidently, Ron Blair is in that picture.
Scott Walker is a dick.
Goodness.
So, I ask you this morning, how are they gonna blame this one on the Unionistas? The Unionistas.
It's your fault,
the,
Sly.
They evidently, and by the way, there's a whole subplot to this balloon thing.
What was on the balloon? She said it was a heart-shaped balloon that was in her purse.
It's just a heart-shaped balloon.
Did it say Recall Walker on
no!
it?
No! You see, here's what happened. You know, somebody brought in this Mylar balloon early on during the demonstration. It's just like, you know, Governor, you're breaking our hearts. So they had these balloons. So it went way up there into the inner part of the dome. And some TV stations did a story about it.
Okay.
It became like a symbol. And everybody's like, when's that balloon coming down? Well, then more people started bringing balloons in. And because it became like the... You know, there's the bloody shirt you waved right during the revolution. We've got the bloody balloon.
Sure.
So, obviously, the governor and his staff don't like hearts. And they've gone, and joining us at 7:35 this morning will be Leslie Peterson. Leslie Amsterdam, as she calls herself.
Oh.
She's the one who had her balloon stabbed. She will be on this morning at 7:35.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. The plot thickens. I just couldn't believe that I heard a story like this. You know, when you see this on the news and it says that, you know, he stabbed it several times, what kind of anger is going on there?
Well, I'm tired of them listing him as just some state employee. He's not a state employee that lost his collective bargaining rights. He's management. He's one of Walker's goons.
My goodness.
This is one of Walker's goons. Repeat that all day. This is one of Walker's goons.
Did you see the amount of blood that was splattered all over the floor?
What is he, Barney Fife? Can he not even have... You know, first of all, the fact that he's carrying a knife...
Very scary.
...raises a lot of questions.
That anybody
second
has
of
a
all,
knife inside that building.
All, you know, I have cut myself slicing peppers, but I've never... But, you know, of course, I don't run around stabbing things either.
Most especially some innocent woman's balloon, trying to get her picture taken.
Seize the balloon! Seize it! Yeah, and, you know, we're vilified for yelling at the governor at a rest stop. The David Prosser Memorial rest stop.
Yeah.
So, I ask you this morning, should this man have been charged right there? I mean, what is Chief Tubbs good for? David Prosser chokes a female justice, and Tubbs sits there with his thumb up his ass. This guy charges a woman with a knife and slashes her property. Yeah, I know balloons aren't supposed to be allowed in the Capitol, but that didn't give him the right to destroy her property.
No.
He could have said, ma'am, hand over the balloon. But he came up from behind her and slashed it. He could easily have cut her. You know, because a balloon is not a fixed object. That thing's bouncing around.
It's as though he saw her from down the hallway, got the knife out. It's almost like it was premeditated.
It's mental illness.
My goodness.
This is disturbing. These people, you know what this is? They've gone crazy over the recalls.
You think?
They've gone crazy. This is cuckoo-ness.
They are cuckoo over Cocoa Puffs.
We'll take your call next. 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. I honestly think we ought to just fill that Capitol with balloons today.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we all ought to just go down there and take a balloon down there and fill that damn building with balloons. I love their excuse for why the balloons can't be in there. They say they damaged the paintings in the Capitol.
Aww.
You know, I hear they caused $7 million damage.
$7 million worth of damage.
$7 million of damage from the Capitol from Unionistas balloons.
Balloons, 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 balloons. I love balloons.
637, Madison 1670, WTDY. You're going to be hearing about balloons all day today, but you hear this first here. Ron Blair loves to buy Tenet Walker new things at the governor's mansion. This is not just a garden variety state employee. This is management, and he loves the walkers. He loves the walkers, and here's a little bit of the story.
A bizarre story out of the state capitol after a balloon sparks bloodshed.
A state employee is injured and the Capitol Police are investigating. News 3's Jessica Arp joins us live from the Capitol to explain all of this. Jess?
Well, there are once again balloons in the rotunda tonight. These came in here this afternoon, actually, after one of these balloons sparked an altercation that ended with blood on the ground. Police say it happened around 1 p.m. in front of the Supreme Court when a state employee approached a woman with a balloon and popped it. According to police, the employee apparently cut himself on his way to that altercation and was bleeding on the floor. The man, building manager Ron Blair, had no comment on the incident to News 3 today, but the woman involved said she was quite shaken up.
I was getting ready for somebody to take a picture of me, and I reached into my shopping bag and tried to pull out a heart balloon that I had in there for the picture, and somebody came up behind me and they stabbed the balloon a bunch of times.
This time we're doing a thorough investigation as we would. We treat all incidents like of this nature as a crime scene.
Here's the backstory on this. The Department of Administration, led by the governor, have banned balloons in the Capitol building because they're angry that the heart balloon that floated up into the dome has become a symbol that the protesters love. So they're obsessed with balloons. They've sent workers into some very dangerous situations trying to pop these balloons. They're obsessed with the balloons, which explains why someone would cut themselves in a fit of anger racing towards a woman with a balloon in her hand. What does this say about these people? They are desperate. They are desperate. They don't like the singing. They've closed the Capitol building down only to have to forced reopen by lawsuit. Come on, people. Kim, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hi, Sly. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was at the sing-along yesterday when this incident occurred. I was up above the rotunda singing the Solidarity Forever song when we heard a blood-curdling scream above the singing. And several people went running to the aid of this woman who was visibly upset. I saw some people chasing after this man, running down the stairs. And I didn't see the actual incident, but I can tell you that it was an assault. and it needs to be prosecuted. There was blood on the floor. I took pictures of it. I filed.
All right, here's what I don't understand. When did, at what point of him charging at this woman with this knife, did he cut himself?
Well, you know, who knows? I don't know the story.
Well, all right. Well,
my
assumption all right.
is he did was probably
see...
racing up the stairs with his knife open.
All right.
Maybe he tripped and cut himself. I mean, it doesn't matter. He had
all right.
a deadly
did
weapon.
You see where she was? Did
yes.
you see where she was standing?
Yeah.
And where was the blood compared to where she was standing?
Well, I don't know exactly where she was standing, but right in front of the Supreme Court, down the main
yeah.
stairs, there was blood splatter. And
uh-huh.
then down the east side stairs on the side, there was blood drops going down to where the apparent altercation took place, where he pushed her into the bathroom.
Did you see him push her into the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. That's when she screamed and alerted, you know, when we were alerted.
Okay, so she didn't scream. You didn't hear the scream when he was popping the balloon with the knife.
No.
You saw the and by the way, did you see his weapon?
I did not. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And did you see him? You just heard her scream when he pushed her into the bathroom.
Well, we heard a very loud scream over the singing, which, as you know, is very loud in the rotunda.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he put his hands on her.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that she'll tell you the same thing.
Yeah, she's coming on at 7:35 this morning.
Yeah, but I just wanted to, you know, these people that call and don't have any idea of what's going on, it's ridiculous, you know, and it's a balloon that she was going to have a picture taken with. You know, it wasn't...
doesn't matter. It was a balloon. She didn't have the ticking bomb with her, right?
Yeah, and what about, you know, what about saying, I'm confiscating the balloon, even though he couldn't do that? I mean, obviously, this man is a very angry, violent person.
Well, this is
Tanette's... You know, to attack a balloon with a knife, I mean, give me a break.
This is Tanette's consigliere. This is the man who sits at the governor. I want you to understand something. This is not just another state employee. This is not a low-level person. It's my understanding he makes over $100,000 a year. This is one of Walker's goon squad. He's not an appointee, but he is one of Walker's goons, and he does everything he can to get into photo ops with the governor. I have to say, this morning, folks, I'm a little surprised people aren't a little more worked up about this. You can you kind of see where the trajectory of this is going? I mean, a couple weeks ago, we had former state senator Dave Zien take his wheelchair and run over people's materials that were singing in the Capitol. We had a man lose a tooth after these right-wingers unfurled a banner over them, and then the guy got punched in the face. I mean, at what point does this stop? These are violent people. Mike, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Yes, they are, Sly. I happen to be the guy who was whacked by the teabaggers. You know, I know CJ, and I know this guy Blair. All right, Blair is like the Capitol gargoyle. He is absolutely an angry man. But I would like to ask CJ today. You know, you talk about crimes being committed. Let's say, for example, CJ was going to be maybe smoking a joint. He's committing a crime. Does he expect the cops or anybody to come with guns blaring, knives flashing? You're right when you said listen to yourselves. These people are crazy.
Yeah, they've become obsessed with the protesters.
I admit
we've gotten in their heads a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know, and I missed the sing-along yesterday because, unfortunately for me, I've got to try and... you know, put my life back together, and it's going to take a lot of work, so I won't be there as often, and I told the gang.
What has happened with the case?
I'm with them in spirit.
What has happened with the case where you were punched?
Yeah, I was there, and I'm still working on that case. But the people that defend this, you know, that's like defending the Norwegian who just went on a murder, you know.
Well, we'll get to that. Glenn Beck did, and we'll get to that a little later. All right, Mike?
You bet.
All right, have a good morning. 321-1670, *123, and your U.S. cellular phone. Sean Preble has real-time traffic. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Sly. So far, so good on the roadways around the county with no accidents anywhere in the area. Taking a look at our traffic cameras, Beltline, both east and the westbound side. Moving well, making good time, also heading into the city. Don't have a Farmers insurance agent? You might not be saving as much money as you could. Farmers has dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. $6. Just call Farmers Agent at 888-96-FARMERS and start saving. With your Madison 1670 WTDY traffic, I'm Sean Brable.
I want to do a shout-out to Bud from Janesville, who delivers my Milwaukee Journal Sentinel at my house every morning. He was on vacation last week, and you know, whoever filled in for him brought it later in the morning, so it wasn't there. Bud, thank you. That paper is on my stoop every morning before I go to work, and I appreciate it. And if you open the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, and you open the State Journal, it says, blood shed over balloon, question mark. We're treating this as a crime scene, says Chief Tubbs. Capitol Police are investigating a bloody incident involving a state worker, a protester, and a red heart balloon. The incident occurred shortly before 1 o'clock Monday at the end of the Daily Solidarity sing-along. The protester, Leslie Peterson, who will join us at 7:35 this morning, went to join the singing Solidarity Forever with the group and was carrying one of the red heart balloons that had become a frequent sight at the Capitol. Peterson said she was posing for a photo when Ron Blair approached and popped it, apparently with a knife. He was stabbing the balloon, she said. It was disconcerting. And by the way, I know Leslie. She is a business owner in Madison, a totally credible person. And let me tell you something, Ron Blair. If you ever lay your hands on her again, you will get a 10,000-watt enema. And my posse will not be stopped by Walker's goon squad, period. The Winter Soldiers will defend her. I'm just telling you, this assault on free speech in this state has got to stop. Vinny, you're on 1670 WTDY.
These cowards need to stop attacking women. You freaking Republicans are... I almost slipped there. I almost slipped. I almost said what I really wanted to say. You're wimps. You're wimps. You go after women? Well, Ron Blair, guess what, buddy? My wife's got the day off. She's going to stay home with the kids today. So guess what that makes me free to be able to do? I'm going to come down and see you today, bud. We're going to have a nice little conversation about how you treat women.
Well, Ron Blair...
Because I'll tell you what, Ronnie, if you ever pulled a knife on my daughter... Because unlike CJ, if you ever pulled a knife on my daughter, I'd stick it up your ass. And that's what I'm going to tell you today, Ron. I'm going to see if you have that knife available. I'm going to come down. We're going to have a nice little conversation, Ronnie.
Well,
and I'm going to dare you to pull that freaking knife on me. Because I will stick it up your ass. It's time.
Okay.
You want to do violence on people, Republicans? Guess what? You've got an angry liberal that'd love to do some freaking violence on you. And go ahead. Push me. Push me like that wheelchair guy did. Or punch me like that teabagger did. Or go ahead and pull a damn knife on me. See what happens. Because as much as I don't like concealed carry, I'll start doing it, and I'll take out every one of you dumb SOBs.
All right, now, the first thing you need to know is Ron Blair generally hides at the governor's mansion, all right?
Does he even have an office down there, Sly?
I'm just learning details of Ron Blair's life and his employment for the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
He evidently has been a time bomb for a long time, got into some sort of dispute when he was the building manager at the Risser Justice Building, and so he now camps out at the governor's mansion where he buys Tonette whatever she wants.
Well, it's time to go in. All of us that are listening need to start having a conversation with this guy. And I hope there's as many women out there that are as mad as I am about this.
Well, I hope you're proud of yourself. You know, here's the thing.
I hope you're very freaking proud
here's
of yourself the way you're displaying your treatment of women.
Here's the thing. Yeah, and Vicky McKenna is angry because I may say that... you know, Stephanie Klett drives a Taurus.
Yeah, I'd love to see David Prosser put his hands around that.
Eskimo pie?
Almost did it again.
All right.
By the way,
we checked. Stephanie Klett, director of tourism, makes $108,000 a year. So there you go. And she's boasting about $7-an-hour jobs in the state. Crystal, doesn't Stephanie Klett drive a Taurus?
I heard the same thing.
Yeah, all right. Aaron, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Hey, Sly. Just wanted to let everyone know that it's been a while since I've been to the sing-along, but I'm definitely going to be there today. I'm going to have the biggest red balloon I can find before they pass a dumb law that you can't take balloons into the Capitol.
Oh, there already is a rule you can't bring. They already have an administrative rule. You know, they make up things as they go along, just like the redistricting. They make up rules.
They definitely do. Well, I'm going to bring one in anyway, and he's really lucky he didn't come near me with that knife because he would be missing a few
pieces.
Well,
the coward brought the gun up from her, or the knife up from her from behind.
Yeah, well, as cowards do.
Right.
You know, because he couldn't face someone face-to-face, because none of them face people face-to-face
Ron Blair is generally at the governor's mansion, so this is where maybe we need to find Ron Blair today. Terry, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Good morning, Winter Soldier, and we need more Winter Soldiers.
If somebody treated your granddaughter, your daughter, like this...
He'd be no more. It'd just be it. He'd be no more. But everybody be careful here, because these are the Asian provocateurs. We are bothering so much, and we are making such a difference in the recalls that they are sending out the Asian provocateurs.
I agree.
From the people who attacked Mike Dickman to Zine, who never got arrested, never got a ticket, because they had their own police force. They got Tubbs not doing his job in the Capitol.
Well, how about Prosser?
Oh, it's terrible. Why didn't Tubbs arrest him immediately? Prosser goes off the deep end, and the head of the police in the Capitol doesn't respond at all, calls in somebody else, not immediately, but a while later. He is complicit in all that's going on here, too. So we have an entire government now coming out and trying to get us to make a mistake so that lying Vicky McKenna could one time tell the truth. Here she and Vicky McKenna trying to urge people to beat peaceful protesters up, people who are using their constitutional rights. We should be on Deborah Lane picking in her goddamn house every day.
Well, I can tell there's some passion out there today, and I understand that. But we don't need to go to people's homes.
It wouldn't be. I'll tell you, sometimes when people attack you every day, you can get peacefully respond to what they're doing.
Well, bring the balloon. You know, I think we're going to see a lot of balloons on the square today.
Oh, I believe so, too. Believe so. I'll be having a few.
All right. Thank you for calling. Daryl, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Are you allowed to bring weapons into the state capitol?
Not yet. They're still working.
No. What
on
I'm
it.
Asking is this guy our
Well, I mean, that's a that was the first point, Daryl. That's the first point I raised this morning. Is what's this guy doing with a knife at the Capitol?
Exactly. This to me says it was a preemptive attack. Obviously, a felony. Do you know what the law is about bringing weapons into the Capitol?
Well, what I don't know is whether obviously you can't bring a knife into the Capitol. The question is whether a building manager could bring a knife into the Capitol if he says it was for work or whether he grabbed it out of his desk. I don't know. That's all that I have to be investigated.
That's real interesting.
But the fact that he stabbed at that balloon right over that woman's head ought to tell you what he thinks of human life. Bob, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Yeah, I don't think there's been enough violence on either part. I'm not on either side, but I think you're crying like a bunch of girls, both sides. You know what I mean? Nobody's gotten violent. You know, why don't somebody go up there and punch somebody instead of being like a bunch of girls?
He pulled a knife at me.
Why don't you do something, Do something.
Well, first of all, I don't know if your umbilical cord was too tight around your head when you were born, but someone was punched and they are missing a tooth. Someone took their wheelchair and ran over other people's property and their feet. So maybe if you understood English, you'd understand that violence has happened. Tard. Beth, you're on 1670 WTDY.
Good morning, Sly. I think we need to calm down and take a deep breath and not escalate. Violence.
I'm not calling for an escalation of violence, but
you used some language, as did some of your callers, and
well, I use some language, but I use some language, but you, yes. I was accused of somehow putting the governor's, health in jeopardy the other day because we were yelling at him. No one threatened him. No one did anything.
Well, these people, you're loud. Probably were going to shatter your drum.
These people, Beth, are liars. They're rapacious thug liars. We do have the upper hand. Let's keep it, but let's hold them accountable. WTDY. By now, you've seen the stories. The bloody balloon incident on the live line with us. A woman who's been a Winter Soldier, a stalwart, a friend and supporter, Leslie Peterson. Leslie, good morning, and I'm very sorry about what happened to you yesterday at the Capitol.
Thanks, Sly.
Tell me about your experience yesterday when Ron Blair, Scott Walker's consigliere, charged you with a knife.
Well, actually, he kind of snuck up behind me with the knife. Mm-hmm. There was never any charging. I was standing near the railing in front of the Supreme Court doors to have my picture taken with the heart balloon, because the heart balloons have come to symbolize a lot of different things to a lot of different protesters. And there have been a lot of people doing a lot of different things with heart balloons, and yesterday I chose to have my photo taken in front of the Supreme Court with one. And I was actually reaching down to get it out of a bag. I was carrying it in because, of course, you know, you don't want them to get away if they're not on a string and tied to your wrist. And as I was pulling the balloon out of the bag, somebody came up behind my right side, stabbed the balloon several times. I assume it was a knife. I saw a silver blade. And then I was really startled, and I said, "What are you doing, and what's going on here?" He said, "I'm tired of fishing the balloons off of the ceiling." And I said, wait, who are you? Because, I mean, I wasn't attempting to do any of that. And I recognized that I had seen this person before in the Capitol, but I didn't know exactly who it was at that moment. It was when we got downstairs that I realized who it was.
Ron Blair.
Correct. And then at the bottom of the stairs, I said, "Really, I need to see your ID badge or something from the state of Wisconsin, because I'm going to file an incident report with the Capitol Police." And he just grabbed my wrist and kind of shoved me into a door. And then I started to scream for help. And, Sly, you know me. You know I'm not easily frightened. And, I mean, I was concerned.
This man assaulted you.
You know,
he grabbed you and he pushed you.
He did not have my permission to grab my wrist, and he didn't have my permission to push me into a door.
Yeah, I would say,
which was witnessed.
Yeah, I would say that you ought to demand that they do something here.
Well, I mean, I think there's still, I think everybody was fairly in shock that this happened, because then he left the building and everybody knows who he is. They followed him to his office.
This man works in the governor's mansion. I want you to hang on for just a moment, Leslie Peterson. Madison 1670 WTDY, as you pick up your Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or your Wisconsin State Journal this morning. Blood and balloons in the same sentence. If you turned on the news last night, Channel 3 covered this as well. The bloody balloon story.
The state capitol after a balloon sparks bloodshed.
A state employee is injured and the Capitol Police are investigating. News 3's Jessica Arp joins us live from the Capitol to explain all of this. Jess?
Well, let's have the real person explain all this. Leslie Peterson with us. She, of course, was at the Capitol yesterday singing with the folks that make up that wonderful music during the lunch break at the Rotunda every day. Leslie, the reason I said that I really wonder at what velocity Ron Blair was coming at you is he cut himself. Evidently, either coming down those stairs or coming towards you. If you're gently holding a knife and you're sneaking up behind someone, you don't cut yourself.
Well, right. First of all, I noticed Mr. Blair on the second floor already when we were on the first floor singing, and he had just talked to a reporter right before he approached me, and there were no stairs involved. He approached me on the second floor, and there was no blood on the approach. I mean, we found the blood after he released me, because the shopping bag I was holding was like covered in blood, and there was blood all over my arm. And the Capitol Police officer said, "Are you injured?"
And I said, I don't know. And we were trying to figure out where the blood came from. Then we retraced the blood trail, and it went back to the point where the balloon had been stabbed.
Okay, this man got blood on you?
Yes.
Okay, that has not been reported in the media.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things not being reported in the media. They're not saying that he grabbed my wrist and shoved me into a door. He might not remember that, but there were two eyewitnesses.
All right. Hopefully the two eyewitnesses were not Patience Rogensack and Michael Gableman. Please tell me.
They were. One was holding my camera and got a picture of it, which was promptly confiscated by Capitol Police.
Wait a minute.
Right, I know.
Wait a minute.
I had to surrender my camera with the picture because they insisted it was part of the investigation. I know.
On what grounds did they take your camera?
They said it was evidence because we had to prove that he actually had his hands on me, and the picture clearly showed that he was restraining me.
All right, I want you to understand something, and hopefully people will do a public information request. This man's been working out of the governor's mansion. After evidently, and he's evidently a big fan of Scott Walker's, you can see him in different pictures with the governor even before the governor was sworn into office. He evidently had some type of altercation or dispute when he was the facilities manager at the Risser Justice Building, so he's parked himself out of the governor's mansion where evidently whatever Tonette wants, Tonette gets.
Ouch.
Yeah, so... The other thing people need to look into is his spending with his card with the state, because evidently that governor's mansion has been spruced up quite a bit since he started there June 15th. I'm hoping everybody looks into this, and you say, well, why does one have to do with the other? It's pretty clear, even though he's not a Walker appointment, that he is a Walker fan.
Well, of course. I mean, he works for the Department of Justice. But, I mean, his behavior, I don't really want to comment on that because it's still being investigated. I can really only share with you exactly what happened to me. But, Sly, when did you think I was going to call you or, you know, call somebody and say, by the way, do you know my balloon got stabbed today at the Capitol?
Well,
I mean, really, what has this come to? What's going on in this world?
Well,
I was
look.
Taking a picture, and, you know, we've been told, we were never told that balloons are not allowed at the Capitol. That rule is not posted anywhere. In fact, there have been a series of balloon actions for the last several weeks where people are going into the Capitol with balloons and getting ticketed and arrested. And this is not the first time somebody has been threatened with a balloon. On July 4th, a young woman was tackled for carrying three or four heart balloons into the Capitol by a police officer. This woman is 100 pounds. And so a lot of people are doing a lot of different things with balloons, and this has to stop. They asked me for a balloon last Thursday to release in the rotunda. This was a DOA employee, and they knew I had a balloon because I delivered balloons to the offices of Assembly Democrats last Wednesday as an office decoration, as a show of support from the people of Wisconsin, that if we couldn't have them floating in the rotunda, we wanted them in the Democrats' offices so that we would always have our heart at our house. Home is where the heart is. That's where this all started. So they had somebody release a balloon last Thursday. It floated up. They placed a net over their painting that they're concerned about. The net stopped the painting. We all watched and applauded. Capitol Police kind of didn't know what was going on. Then later that day, they arrested somebody for doing the exact same thing. So if people are going to, A, say that I was involved in a crime at the Capitol yesterday, they need to speak with my attorney because I committed no crime at any time, at any point that I've been
at
the Capitol.
Well, for God's sake, we're talking about someone.
A balloon.
We're talking about a balloon versus a knife.
Correct.
And at what point... Why did he grab you? Why did he grab your arm?
Oh, that's a good question. Because, to be honest, at that point, I was asking him what was going on, who he was. I wanted to see the ID badge. Because I'm just going to report the incident to the Capitol Police. Hey, somebody popped the balloon. What's going on here? Because we want to be peaceful. We want to just exercise our constitutional rights to free speech, to freedom of speech.
That's what we're doing at the Capitol. We don't have many other rights left in Fitzwalker Stand. So, you know, we can still do that.
Leslie Peterson with us here on 1670 WTDY. Now, you have a business. You're a businesswoman.
I am.
Right.
Also a medical interpreter in town. I mean, I have a professional career as well. I'm not just sitting down at the Capitol 24/7.
Well, I wouldn't care if you were, but you know, that'd be fine with me.
Right.
You have a business called Amsterdam's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you print T-shirts and all sorts of...
correct.
All sorts of stuff that you've been very generous with. I have to ask you, after he grabbed your arm and he shoved you, was it into a bathroom?
It was like into the bathroom door, so then we kind of fell back into how the door opens. Those are just doors that push open at the Capitol.
Then what happened?
Well, then I shouted help, like that's the shouts everybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And people at the Solidarity Sing-Along actually heard me over the singing, and also we were right at the hallway to the governor's office, and there's a Capitol Police officer stationed there. And, you know, he let me go once I started, you know, I screamed help like four or five times, let me. Then he proceeded to exit. We were still trying to, like, I was saying, wait a minute, this guy just grabbed me without my permission. You know, we need some assistance here. And other people followed him out the building, and then the Capitol Police officer that had been stationed by the governor got on his radio to get assistance because he can't leave that post mm-hmm. when he's stationed out in front of the governor. So then that's when, you know, Officer Mayle came up and noticed the trail of blood everywhere.
And where did Mr. Blair, Ron Blair, go after he left the Capitol?
He went over to the Risser Justice Center.
Where evidently...
Which I believe is where his office is.
Where his office is, yes. Yeah. But it's my understanding he has not been there since June 15th on a regular basis. He's been more likely to be in the governor's mansion. So,
interesting.
It is. The whole thing is interesting, but a little disconcerting when you think that you can't go to the Capitol and peacefully protest, and that you literally have someone walking up behind you with a sharp weapon, destroying your property, which he had no authority to do that.
Right. If he wants to police the balloons at the Capitol, he needs to get the Capitol Police involved appropriately.
And by the way,
they need to publish their rules, and they need to tell people.
By the way, how is it possible that a balloon is going to damage a painting?
I think. You know, that I have no idea. I heard the painting is covered with varnish and restored and sealed, and they had a net up there. I just don't know how the balloon got so out of hand.
Where did the balloon thing really get into the Fitzwalker Stand regime's head? Was it because the TV stations did a story about the
Capitol balloon?
The Capitol balloon?
Yeah, and I believe that I think that's a normal tactic of certain political affiliations where they try to wear you down and take away, you know, break down your emotions. I mean, people are tired, they're unhappy, they're depressed, everybody. There's a lot of tension at the Capitol, there's a lot of workers, families are fighting. I mean, this has caused such a divide in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, it's like pitting brother against brother. And I think that certain people are not able to cope with that sort of stress. And they just do things that perhaps under normal circumstances they wouldn't, but these are also actions that are inappropriate in the workplace and against women, and this is more violent.
You need to have your attorney do a request to see if we can find out Mr. Blair's work record, because it is my understanding state employees have been betting on when he was going to snap for a long time.
Well,
that this should not come as a surprise to anyone. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but I think it is something you should check into.
Well, I'm just glad that no one was injured yesterday, and I just think it's sad that, you know, they're kind of making up stories. I mean, there's several eyewitnesses. The trail of blood starts right at the blood-soaked bag, and there's pictures of the shopping bag with blood, like, all over Facebook and
Twitter
already.
How many times did he swing that at that knife or whatever metal object it was? I'm sure it was a knife.
Well, because he grabbed the balloon with his left hand, and he was stabbing it with his right hand. It was still kind of in the bag. It was kind of along my side.
So that's where he stabbed himself.
Well, I did, like I've said,
There was so much blood right there, all over the bag.
Right.
That's where the wound started.
How many times do you think he stabbed at that balloon?
Oh, probably four or five.
All right. How far were you away from where he was swinging that object?
About 2 inches. I mean, he could have injured me. That's the issue here. It's not that...
Well, he put his hands on you and shoved you. That's also the issue.
Well, and of course, I did not know if he still had this weapon.
Yeah.
I knew that this gentleman looked familiar to me, that I had seen him in the Capitol before,
I think you saw him in Hogan's Heroes. Leslie Peterson, thank you for coming on with us this morning.
Well, thanks for allowing me to tell my side.
And please keep me up to date on this.
I certainly will. I'm sure I'll see you soon out and about.
Thanks, Leslie. Bye-bye. Have a good day.